Hi, this is Lawrence, licensed agent of the Medicare and Recorded Line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new for you this year?
Well, no, not really, Lawrence. I just seen the ad on the phone, and it said claim it before, you know, too late and everything. And I thought, well, I'll just see if I qualify. And I answered the thing, the questions, and hope I get something from them. But I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, absolutely.
I've already fixed what I'm going to be for this year. If we have something, if we're eligible and we qualify and we have something coming to us, why do we have to call and ask for it? Why don't the government send it on to us?
Okay, well, let me, like, I don't know what these commercials look like, so let me tell you how this really works, because I feel like sometimes these commercials are definitely kind of sleight-of-hand commercials here. Let me just explain how this works. So,
yeah.
The way you might have seen, because what I've been hearing a lot of people call, say, looking for grocery cards or flex cards, OTC,
yeah,
things like that. So, yeah, and every, you know, this is part of the Medicare program or Medicare Advantage program, so you do have those available. Now, is it the same amount for everybody? No, it's going to vary. So what
yeah.
we try to do, what we try to help you out with is finding, you know, like, let's just use an example like United Healthcare. You've heard of United Healthcare. Let's just say you have United Healthcare, right?
That's who I'm with.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. So United Healthcare.
Okay.
So we work with all the providers, United Healthcare, Blue Cross, you name it, we work with them. We see what's available, and we see if whatever plan that you have, because I have our national database shows all the different providers through Medicare or what you have currently, and it'll let me know, okay, well, let's say, you know, you're getting $50 in grocery money every quarter or every month, and there's something that's available for you in that area that's giving you $100 or $200. I can see that as well.
Uh-huh.
Now, sometimes if there's better plans, I want to say better, I should say stronger plans, because they're all good.
Yeah.
If there's stronger plans available, then we can look into maybe pivoting that. Now, sometimes that can keep you in the same, it could be with United Healthcare, and you just upgrade your plan, so to speak. Or, you know, it might be in an Aetna or a Humana or a Blue Cross Blue Shield,
right,
or whoever. So that's what we're doing. All we're just doing is see what you qualify for. And like I said, I can't promise a certain number. I can only see what's available, because it does go based off things like location and state. And, you know, one plan, your plan in United Healthcare in North Carolina might work a little different than, say, over somewhere in like Texas, you know. So it just really depends.
Uh-huh. Well,
but,
I know that last year was my first year with them, and I fell in the home. I'm 87. I was born October 3rd in 38. But I fell in the home, and I had to go to Baptist Hospital. I'm located in Statesville, North Carolina.
Okay.
I had to go to our Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem, Wake Forest. And the arm was broken. It was crushed. The elbow was crushed.
Oh,
and I had to wait from April 4th till May the 1st before they could operate, because I picked up an infection in my right arm. And they were having to give me strong medicine to get rid of that. Then from there went to a rehab here in Statesville. But the insurance did pay good, except for I did owe a $1,300, and I'm making payments on it now, and it's hard, but making payments to the rehab to clear that. And Baptist Hospital, what's the word I'm wanting to use? Anyway, I didn't have to pay anything, and it was an expensive bill. But
okay, yeah, that just sounds like one of those when it rained, it was pouring a little bit on you there. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I just, yeah, it has been. I don't know. I just hope the plan I've got.
Okay, well, let's do this.
Going in the hospital or something. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't understand insurance a lot.
Okay, well,
that's
one thing I can help you with. So let's just kind of rewind a little bit here. Okay. And I'm sorry you have to go through that. I hopefully I can have some good information for you at the very least. At least you know what's out there, okay? So, but
yeah,
the first thing
right.
I would need to start with is your zip code so I can kind of see what's available in that area.
28677.
Okay. Let me read this quick disclaimer, and then we're going to kind of jump right in. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent four organizations which offer 49 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And just for compliance purposes, ma'am, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do I have your permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Phone number looks like it's ends in 6244. Okay. So let's first establish some eligibility or some qualifications, and then I'm going to walk you through what you have and see what's available, and you know we'll work our way down there. Okay. Now my first question for you is: do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or social worker help with that?
As a rule, I make them. But if
you
I have any question about it, my son, I'll confer with him. He's like 61, going on 62. Whenever I had to go to the hospital, they were knowing what was going on. But, I usually do.
Okay. The only reason we ask is for compliance purposes. If you do need assistance with some of the information, that person would have to be at least with you on the phone. Are you comfortable gathering this information on your own? You know, like I said, we just have to follow compliance.
I am, because I don't know if I'll change anything or not. I mean, Lawrence, I just, you know, I'd kind of like to know.
Okay. Well, let's go a little further here. And like I said, at least at the very least, I can at least see where you're at with it. And then, you know, we can make decisions down the road if it comes to that. My next question for you is, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility, any type of assisted living?
No, I'm in my own home.
Okay, good for you.
I live by myself.
Good, man, you're doing a lot better than a lot of people. So good for you.
And
I'm
can
glad
drive. When I get off of the road out there.
be careful. Okay, I'm... It's funny, not funny, I shouldn't say funny. It's just kind of like I've been seeing all these bad weather reports, and I'm all the way here in Southern California where it's 72 degrees right now, so I guess I shouldn't be complaining about any of that stuff. But, I definitely –
I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah. We're on the other opposite side. My home office is in Florida, so, you know, we do go – you know, we're pretty much – so, you know, but, yeah, we talk to everybody. All right, and then my next question is, and I don't need this information right now, but just if you have available, do you have access to your medication, your prescription bottles?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. Just a minute. Hold on.
You don't need to grab them right now. You don't need to grab them right now.
I'm sorry. I thought I had a paper here with
I don't need that information. It's just as long as you have it, information somewhere.
I do.
If we get there. Okay, perfect. That's all I need to know. That's perfect.
Okay,
you're fine. And the last thing I was going to ask you is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
Yes.
Okay. If you can grab that for me,
and
that way I can
know why I don't feel comfortable giving that number out, but I'm sure you all have got it before you.
I don't have that number.
It's Wilma D. Smith is my name.
Wilma D. Smith.
The D stands for Dixon.
Okay, Wilma D. Second.
That's just the initial between Wilma and Smith.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Smith. And let me just say this before you continue, because I do have to get compliance here. Before I look up your information in our system to determine eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that.
I screen my calls, and I don't talk to just anybody. They're just driving you crazy, all this calling coming in.
We, 100%, I can relate to that.
All that stuff, I don't know. I don't believe it'll ever stop.
Yeah,
the Medicare number?
Yes.
Is 9HR1/XX1/AJ20.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me pull that up, and we'll go from there. And at least, like I said, at the very least, we can get some answers for you and see if we can do anything for you.
And it helps that you speak, that I can understand what you're saying, because sometimes you get somebody that you can't.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, I'm like
and
I said,
that bothers me. I think I just.
Well, I found your information here, so let me pull that up here for you. So 1 second here, yep, Miss Wilma D. Wilma. You know, I thought you said Vilma. That's why.
No, it's Wilma.
Wilma, okay.
You chew your words. I can't understand you.
Okay, and then, Miss Smith, I have your date of birth as October 3rd, 1938. I see that there.
Right.
And then are we still at the 2514 First Street in Statesville, North Carolina?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So I'm definitely talking to the right Miss Wilma Smith, so give me 1 second here, and then I'm going to pull up some information. And let's see if we can find something for you that makes sense here. 1938. Give me 1 second here. I got so many screens. Mm-hmm. I gotta go through. There it is.
And I have a U card, which I go to CVS, the drugstore, and to the grocery stores that honor it. All of them in town do not, but I use that for groceries. And last year I got larger amount than I did this year, and they removed $80, but I still get over $200 a month.
Okay.
With this plan that I've got.
And then Miss Smith, are you on any like state assistance like Medicaid?
Partial.
Partial.
They
okay.
They pay my what is it? Part B. But I do have to be, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm pulling up some stuff now here, and like I said, if it makes sense here and we need to go down that path, we will. Right now, I'm just kind of seeing what you have. Now, let me ask you this. One of the reasons why you might have reached out today, that was to see if we can get you some, like, you know, food allowance, grocery cards, stuff like that. Is that what we're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And
because I've spent all of it. For January, I've spent it over a week ago, and I've used that card. I'm thankful that I get it. It helps.
Yeah. No, it you know, especially in today's day and age, things cost so much money.
Oh, I know it.
We all need a little help.
Thank
and you. And to be quite honest, this is what you're owed anyways. You've been paying into Social Security. So this is literally what you're, owed. So, you know, let's see what we can do here for you. Let me pull up here. All right. I'm sorry. Just give me 1 second here. And just while I'm pulling this up here, we want to put more money in your pocket, all that good stuff. You know, this is still part of the Medicare Advantage program. Couple questions for you here. Now, I know you had some obviously – You broke your shoulder, you said, right?
My arm, my left arm.
Your arm.
And it was broken in two places.
Oh,
but
my
of course,
goodness.
The elbow and my left hand still won't work right.
Oh, you poor thing. I hate hearing that. I don't like hearing that. Okay, well, let me ask like this. Do you have Miss Smith here any upcoming surgeries or procedures that are scheduled out?
None that I know of. But
okay.
I don't know. My doctor had me to have ultrasound of both my legs before this bad weather came. And I did get the results of that. And they said that he wanted me to go to a vascular doctor. And they've made an appointment, and I go in February 16th. As far as I know, it won't be. Hopefully, they won't have to do anything. My legs don't hurt. They just, I don't know, not strong. And as far as I know, though, there's nothing else coming up. I stay at home, and I do what I can.
Okay, that's good.
I walk and I drive, and so.
That's I love hearing that. Now, let me ask you this. How about our dental? Do we have any dental work that needs to be done? Do you have anything scheduled?
No, I don't have any need to be done, but I have the dental and the vision included on the card.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Okay. But you're good. You don't have anything major coming up on the dental side either.
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. And obviously you said you're still driving around. I'd love to hear that. And how about our vision? Are do we wear prescriptions? Do we need new prescriptions?
No. Let's see. I was at my eye doctor the last part of last year. I think it was in November or December. And it turned out, he said my eyes hadn't changed that much, and I did well on the sight test. So
good for you. Good for you.
Well,
I need glasses. Yeah. I need glasses, and I need new glasses. I think I started a prescription
reading.
All day. Reading, yeah.
But
of
I don't
course.
Take. I don't like to take them on and off, so I just wear them all the time.
Yeah. Okay. And then you already answered this question, but you are able to drive yourself around, so you can get to the doctors back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. All right, and I'm kind of revisiting now. I've been pulling up some stuff here about trying to put some extra money in your pocket. And right now, I do see your United Healthcare plan. It's a dual complete plan. It's an HMO, and it looks like you do receive some OTC or over the counter. It looks like that is $230 a month.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let me see if there's any more available that I can find or work in.
Okay.
Now, there's a good chance you're in the best possible situation. That's
what I have heard before.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm
let
glad
me
you're
see,
saying
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to see if there's anything that we can kind of do to bump that number.
All right.
I saw one that was a little bit more promising, but that's not going to work. Well, let me check this. I'm sorry. If you hear me quiet here, I'm just kind of perusing through here. I'm still in deep thought here, trying to figure out the puzzle here for you, see if there's any good results that I can get for you. Okay, so we got this guy here, and then let me look at this one. Because the plan that you have is actually what I've noticed, the dental looks really good as well. I mean, those are things that you only think about until you need them, but, you know, dentists can be very expensive here. Let me see.
Everywhere. Everything's so expensive. But I hope they come down. I do think that I don't like to talk politics, but I think our president has helped us so far this year since he's been in this term, because we were in a bad fix the last president we had, and some of the others too.
Yeah, let me see here. I'm just looking, Ms. Smith, and I would love to say you have a bunch of stuff available, but you are in the best plan. I mean, you're getting back the 230. What is it?
$230.
$230. $230.
Well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Now, the only thing that I see that you pay $25 a month out of your Social Security. Have you seen that coming out every month?
Yes. I mean, yes, okay. I've already made that deductible.
Yeah.
I think that's right. But,
yeah, I mean, I'm kind of doing a little bit of everything.
The company was going to pay that. I was told that by someone, an insurance person.
Well,
because I don't want a deductible.
Well, no, it's not a deductible. It's a $25 monthly premium, but that's just pulled from your Social Security, so you probably wouldn't even notice.
Right.
It was,
okay.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's just running through your Social Security.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't bill you, like they don't send you. It just kind of deducts
there.
No. Okay. Let's see here. Pulling up I'm just kind of cruising.
That's all right. You're about the third person that has told me that I've got a good plan and that I'm all right.
The only thing that I see.
Anybody else has found anything.
Yeah, the only thing that I can kind of, I guess, this is where you have to kind of take what works for you. Because like I said, I'm not here to talk bad about any of these providers, because we work with all of them, so you know I don't have
Absolutely.
I'm not married to one. So what I see here,
right.
Ms. Smith, so there's a plan here that you do get $170 back on OTC. Now that's not as much as you're getting now. The only thing that I would say offsets that cost, or you know where you can kind of make up the difference, this plan is $0 a month, so you're not paying anything. And also on top of that, the biggest thing that I see that really is compelling is that the dental is way better with this plan than what you currently have. So that's the only, I guess if you're kind of calling checks and balances on what, you know, where you, you know, what you value more, I would say like that. Do you, you know, if you need a lot of dental, then I would say, hey, this is where you would really want to kind of take a look at, because you get $4,000 in allowance, all your preventative care is covered. I'm sorry, all your checkups, cleanings, bridges, all that stuff is part of it. With $4,000 on top of it, your current plan only covers $2,000, and that only covers your preventative services like your oral exams or your routine cleaning. So the plan for your dental isn't as good as this particular plan. But you do get a little bit more money back monthly, but it does charge you $25 a month. This plan will charge you $0 a month. So, you know, I guess that's where the trade-off is.
I think, Lawrence, that I'll just take what I've got.
That's giving you the most money back, you know. Yeah, that's giving you the most money back. And like I said, you know, it seems like that's the most, you know, that's what you value the most right now, and I can understand that, so. Yeah, like I said, you're on a solid plan. I mean, like I said, UnitedHealthcare is obviously a big time provider. So, you know, as long as you can see your doctors and see all, you know, go, it's there when you need it. You know, that's what they're there for. That's why we want you to take full advantage of all your benefits.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and I appreciate you using your time for me. I know I've took up more time than I meant to, but.
No, that's part. It's my job is to make sure. Yeah, my job to make sure you're well informed. Because trust me, I do this for a living, and it gets confusing. So I can only imagine, you know, when you don't do it every day, how it must feel. So it's a lot of information.
Right.
It is a lot of information all at
it
once.
Is.
So, you know, we want to make sure that we're very clear. Because the last thing that we want to do is put anyone in a vicarious situation. You know, when they need their coverage to work. So you're all set, Ms. Smith. I do appreciate your time, and you have a great rest of the day.
You.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe
you
out there on that weather, okay? Do not go on the roads. Yes, please. All right.
We know. We're getting another snow Saturday.
Yeah. Stay safe. Stay safe.
Lawrence.
All right. Have your son come over and take care of you. Stay at home. Okay. All right. Bye.